Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Now back in making her sixth appearance with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is Christine Lisi. You know Christine as an ESPN radio anchor who also does SportsCenter updates throughout the day. She's a big Buffalo Bills and Sabres fan. She's been a wonderful friend and a guest on this show. And in her honor, and also to support Jim Kelly as he battles cancer for a third time, which is tragic. I got my Jim Kelly jersey on tonight, and we're excited to have Christine back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Christine, Chris and Bob, thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, Christine.
Hi, Chris and Bob. How are you guys?
Ah, we're fantastic. Christine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good.
Christine, I've seen you've got a recent new addition to the family. You got to meet Bob while you got that recent new addition. Talk about who Gracie is.
Yeah, Gracie is a 6-month yellow lab that we rescued from Louisiana, and she came up. Actually, we applied for her on Super Bowl Sunday, and we started the process then. And 3 weeks later, we met her, and Bob was part of the rescue road trip in Rocky Hill, Connecticut, and she's been a part of our family for a couple weeks now. So she's a lot of fun.
Christina, I want to get your thoughts on the Bills. Make the playoffs for the first time in 17 years. Now it's time to kind of build off that. What do they need to do to make a deeper run in the playoffs next season, do you think?
I'd like a quarterback, but I've been saying that since Jim Kelly retired in 1997. I think that's their big need, in my opinion, because the defense is pretty good. You have somebody like LeSean McCoy, and I would like to see, you know, maybe Kelvin Benjamin was hurt a lot, and I'd like to see, you know, maybe what he could do. And I don't think Tyrod is the answer.
So do you think they go in the draft? Because I would think that's almost like taking a step back, because now you're going to need that quarterback most likely to develop, you know, for a couple of seasons. And boy, it would sure, you got some momentum going finally back in the playoffs. Do you think they go quarterback in the draft, or you think they find someone in free agency to bring in?
You know, that is a tough call. I think I heard the other day when I was at work, they were talking about it. It kind of depends what, you know, kind of what the Browns and the Giants do. Like, I think they were saying the top four, like what happens there, because then maybe if it looks like maybe like a Josh Rosen, or I guess even a Baker Mayfield is available, like maybe the Bills try to move up, like some teams who are in need of a quarterback. But I think they would have to, I agree with you that they would have to like get some sort of veteran, you know, bring somebody in. Because I just think, and they have to do something, because I just think, you know, Tyrod Taylor's not gonna get them there. You know what I mean? I just, the arm strength's there. I know he can run and he can do different things, but I just think they need to, their seasons with him, I think their experiment with him should kind of come to an end. And I know there's not like, I don't know. I know AJ McCarron's out there. I don't know who else, you know, at free agency, like who they could bring in.
And Christine, you mentioned Kelvin Benjamin, right? I mean, you see, to me, when I look at Kelvin Benjamin, you had Sammy Watkins, right? A guy who had, you know, all kinds of ability, but was just so injury prone. Then you bring in Kelvin Benjamin and you get sort of the same guy.
Yes.
And Jordan Matthews is another guy the Bills brought in, but it looks like they may let him test free agency. Who's it going to be? Whoever it is, a quarterback, who's he going to be throwing the ball to? Is that another position they need to look to the draft for?
It might be a little bit. I thought that too. It's funny you said that, because I thought that about Kelvin too. I was like, you know, geez, he's huge and he's talented, and he was, you know, maybe it was just this, you know, just this year that he was just hurt, or maybe the same things hampered him in Carolina as well. I would like to see, you know, maybe what he can do if he's healthy and if he can stay healthy. And Sammy, by the way, is going to be a free agent. Not that I would want to bring him back, because I had enough of.
Yeah, I don't think you want round two with that. I think you've had your fill of that.
No.
Bob, questions for Christine?
Hey, Christine. First of all, how did you weather the storm up here in New England? That was some doozy, huh, Christine?
We got lucky. I had to drive home at the worst moment of the storm. My boss, it was funny because I was getting ready to leave. My boss texted me. He goes, visibility is very poor. And I thought, oh, great. But it was a lot of snow. I actually came home and it was lightning. like the lightning lit up the whole sky, and it was that, what is it called, a thunder snow or whatever. But we didn't, we got about 10 inches, but we didn't lose power. So we were fortunate that way. And Gracie loved it. Like, she had never seen snow, 6 months old, from the South. She thought it was the greatest thing ever. Rob and I did not, but she thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, she got her fill for sure. That's great.
Yes.
Back to the Bills, Christine. When you guys were talking, I'm getting a feeling that you're talking about Taylor, and I agree. I always thought he was a very good backup quarterback, and this
yes.
would be great for somebody. And they're kind of at a crossroads, Christine, because you figure they got a guy like McCoy, who he's about 30 years old, and people are thinking, you know, are his best days behind him. He's still playing at a very high level, but you figure there's got to be a small window for him. But then again, if they go to a young quarterback, they have to pretty much – it's kind of a team that is – it's got to be constructed to win pretty quick, but to bring a new quarterback along, it's going to happen pretty fast.
Yes, and I was hoping, like, it was funny when they started Nathan Peterman last year. I was like, oh, maybe he can be our Tom Brady. And as we saw out west, he was not. But I wish the Bills could catch, like, lightning in a bottle, somebody like that, you know, like somebody who just comes along and kind of can take the reins and just run with it. Because I, like you said, like, I think for the Bills and a lot of teams, the expectation is, like, you know, win as fast as you can or win now. Because I don't think fan bases have a lot of patience for, you know, rebuilding, really. I know Buffalo seems to have been rebuilding for like 17 years, but I think fans run out of patience. You know what I mean? I think that, like, you got to kind of figure it out on the fly really fast. And I love what Coach McDermott did this past year. I was, you know, I wasn't sure when they hired him. I wanted them to hire Frank Reich. And I'm glad that he got a job, you know, this off season with the Colts. But I think it's, gosh, everything is so tough. If you don't have a quarterback, if you don't have a good quality quarterback, it's really, you know, really tough to win.
And that was my next question, Christine, was about McDermott. He seems very well liked there, and a 9-7 record, playoff type team in his first year without, you know, the greatest roster. And again, like you said, a quarterback who is a marginal starter, I think. It's crazy we're saying that because Taylor, I like the guy, and his TD interception ratio is always good, but he just doesn't you know what I'm talking about. It just doesn't get you over the top, you know. But McDermott is the type of guy, I think, with some good players around him, he could get them where they need to be, Christine.
Yeah, I agree. I like, you know, a young guy, he's got a lot of energy, and I think guys really wanted to play hard for him, which I think is key. Like, the Bills have been through as many coaches since Marv Levy as they, it seems like, as like through after quarterbacks with Jim Kelly. And I think that they finally got, you know, a guy that can get them going in the right direction. And I wonder too, like, what if that playoff game was in Buffalo instead of Jacksonville?
Sure. Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think about that in, you know, in the dead of winter, you know, how could that have changed? Because that game, I know most people, I didn't think it was boring because it was my team. I know most people did because there wasn't a lot going on, but, you know, they held the Jags to very few points. And I, you know, you wonder what would have happened. And I think that, I don't know, I'm hoping for good things next year from them.
And Christine, when you look at a team like, you know, you're always looking up at the Patriots. Everybody's always looking up at the Patriots.
You said
you know,
the keyword.
Unfortunately. So, you know, are you hopeful that, you know, however many years, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is that Brady finally retires, that's going to bring the Patriots back to the field? Or you have the fear, like a lot of us also have, that, you know, as long as Belichick is there, they're just going to continue to dominate. Doesn't matter if Brady's there or not.
I do think I'm not taking anything away from Belichick. I think he is amazing. But I just think that once you lose somebody like Brady, because you know what, guys, they've been able to bring in all these other parts, like all these other players have been expendable for them. And not Tom. Like, Tom has been the constant, like, no matter who he has to throw to, they win, you know? And I think that once he's gone, maybe that makes a huge difference for them. And maybe at that time too, maybe Belichick moves on. Maybe they go, you know, they ride off in their separate ways together. I don't know. But I just think that, like, once he goes, I think that's, what did he say? He wants to play till he's how old?
45, like, right?
Like, yeah, that's what I thought. And I'm like, aren't you 45 already? Haven't you been around forever? Right? I know it was 2001, but I'm like, oh my God, 45? Can't you ride off into the sunset?
Right. Christine, I want to switch gears a little bit over to hockey, and you've been waiting a long mm-hmm. time for your Sabres to make a run. Doesn't look like this is going to be the year, but
no.
What do those guys need to do differently or better to get themselves going?
I want a new goaltender. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Robin Lehner. I've seen Chad Johnson play a couple the past few games, and he's done decent for them. And they've since they traded a couple guys away, including Evander Kane, they've played decent. They beat some decent teams. They beat the Bruins. They beat the Lightning. And then Jack Eichel's been hurt. I think that, you know, when you have a player of that caliber, you know, that's really tough to overcome. But I would like their goaltending. I think they need their defense to be better. But I think, you know, for me, I was spoiled. Like, I love Dominic Hasek, and I love watching him play. And he might not have had the greatest team in front of him, but I always believed that they had a chance with him. Like a great quarterback in the NFL, if you have a great goaltender, I always think you have a chance. I always think you have a chance to win.
And Christine, what did you think about the NHL players not participating in the Olympics this time? It just didn't, to me, it seemed like the Olympic hockey didn't have quite the luster that it has in the past. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it was strange not seeing the guys over, because it had been since 98 when they started, we had always seen that. And I had really enjoyed that too. And plus, you know, we didn't even have many, there were no NHL games like on NBC or its family of networks too. So it's not like we missed out. Do you know what I mean? It's not like we missed out on seeing games because they had all that. I hope they can work it out for the next Olympics, because I think that, you know, and you look at the Russians, like, how were they there anyways? Like they were, you know, they had that doping scandal and they played under some, whatever they call the Olympic athletes of Russia. Like, how were they allowed to win the gold medal? And they had Kovalchuk and Datsyuk on that. Those are NHL quality players. Like, that's
right.
I don't understand the way the Olympic Committee does stuff. I was like, I remember saying to my husband, I was like, how are the Russians in the gold medal game? Like, how does that happen?
Bob, one more for Christine before we let her go.
Yeah, I was going to just ask Christine one more about the Buffalo Sabres. You know, but they haven't been good in a while, Christine, as you know, and
mm-hmm.
the Buffalo Bills, they're looking for something up Buffalo to cheer about. But as far as hockey, and I don't get to see them play much
mm-hmm.
here, obviously, but how is the fan base, Christine? Is it still rabid up there hockey-wise? Does it compare to football at all?
I think, like, I see Buffalo and Pittsburgh a lot in the same way, is that, yes, they are huge football towns, but they're also amazing hockey towns too. Like, we don't get the NHL package this year, but, like, you know, when I've seen the Sabres games and stuff, they seem to have pretty good crowds. Like, I think people are going in hopes that, you know, I mean, maybe they're just going to see somebody like, I know Jack Eichel's hurt now, but maybe they're just going to see somebody like a player of Jack Eichel's caliber. I think that people are still excited and they hope that, you know, they have some young, decent guys, but they just need some more, like, you know, like the Bills did. They needed some more pieces to kind of figure it out. And I think the Bills have the right coach. I hope the Sabres do, because they've gone through a lot of coaches the last few years. But, you know, you would hope a Hall of Famer like Phil Housley can kind of right the ship for them too.
Christine, talk about your voiceover business and how some lucky businesses could have your voice as their voice.
Well, I do enjoy that. I do that for SportsCenter during the day, 7 days a week. I say, you know, SportsCenter is brought to you by whoever, and I'm always looking to do things for anybody. Like I've done medical narration videos, and I've done commercials, and I've done all sorts of stuff. So I would be willing, I record out of my house and I have a nice little setup and it works well for me. And it's just kind of a neat, you know, a neat thing to do, to hear myself do other projects.
So for those that are listening in that would love to have you, how can they find out more about you? Get in touch with you.
They can contact me on Facebook or Twitter. Facebook, it's just Christine Lisi, L-I-S-I. and Twitter, it's at ESPN Christine. And I'm also on Instagram, which I think it's just Christine Lisi. I'm always logged in, so sometimes I forget what my handles are for things. You know, you just call them up and I'm in, so I don't, you know, you don't have to like enter your password or anything. So, or you can go to my website, which is mostly about baking and dogs. It's bakerchristinelisi.wordpress.com. So that's another way too.
<That's fantastic.
laughs> What's better than cookies and dogs? I mean, I really don't know.
Right?
You got that right.
Christine, it's always such a thrill for Bob and I to get to spend some time with you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your night to come back and be a part of the show. You're absolutely one of our favorites. We can't thank you enough.
Oh, sure. You guys are the best. Oh, thank you. I do anything for you guys. You guys have been awesome to me, and I appreciate your friendship.
You stay well.
Same here, Christine. Take care. All the best to you, Rob, and Gracie, and hopefully we get the opportunity to catch up with you again soon.
Anytime, anytime. Good night, guys.
Take care.
Good night, Christine. Thank you. That is Christine Lisi. And again, you can hear her doing Sports Center updates and hosting shows over on ESPN Radio. And Bob, I'm sure you'll agree with this. A finer lady you will not find.
Oh, yeah. Great girl. Like I said, it goes beyond sports with her. She's a great baker. If you, again, check her out.
Yes.
You always have cookies. And from what I hear, their ESPN Radio people are always being treated to her culinary expertise. So check it out. It's great stuff.
Yes, it is. All right. We've got our next guest, Tony Collins, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Tony after this quick station break.